Liam, it looked like it was going to be a frustrating day, and then they threw the ball to you.
Yeah, obviously got the rewards at the end there. But we bowled pretty well, I think, throughout the day. All the seamers bowled well, and I was lucky at the end to come and get a few wickets, which was nice.
I was going to say, they've been toiling away into that wind all day, and then you just pop on for a short run and knock them all over.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we said pre-season that, you know, we hunt as a pack, and, you know, we bowl as a unit. So people are going to have their days, and, you know, today was my day, and, you know, the last few games have been Bulks' day, so it's going to swing in roundabouts, and, yeah, it was luckily my day today.
Were the lads like Chris Wood just short of a bit of luck, because it looked like they was doing plenty for them out there?
Yeah, massively, yeah. They all bowled well, the seamers. It's, you know, it's another seaming wicket here, and they were unlucky, but, as I said, we've still got seconds now, and I'm sure somebody else will step up.
And you got the two, of course, Smith and Sarwan, just when they were looking pretty settled. Key time to get them.
Yeah, obviously, it's nice to get Sarwan, international cricketer, so that was a real pleasure for me, and to get Smith was also, you know, it's an honour to get three wickets, because I haven't bowled much in the last 3 years, and to be bowling again, you know, hopefully it stands me in good stead for the summer.
146 for two, so 159 for six going into the morning. Suddenly the game has completely shifted, isn't it?
Yeah, massively, yeah. You know, they were probably looking like they were favourites going into tomorrow, but now we're massively on top, so it's been an exciting day in the morning.
It's always hard, obviously, when you lose half a day and things, but what are you looking like? What's a decent score out there?
Not really sure, to be honest. You know, if we can look to keep him under 220, maybe 200, 220, and we'll be happy with that, but we'll see in the morning.
Of course, in these sort of conditions, Danny Briggs was left out, so obviously you were going to be a fallback option if they needed to try something else. So it's nice for you to get that chance for the ball. I know we talk about this quite often when you take a wicket.
Yeah, obviously, Briggs is he's a quality bowler, and, you know, he'll play later on in the summer, obviously, but as I said, I'm just happy to be bowling again, and hopefully this is, you know, I can carry on bowling well for the rest of the summer.
And obviously, just a quick word about Sean Terry as well. Maybe his chance coming sooner than he would have thought, but another exciting prospect for Hampshire fans to get a look at.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, sort of growing up with Sean, went to Perth when I was 16 and spent a bit of time there when I was on Paul Terry's academy. So it's nice to see him get his chance, and I'm sure he'll be fine.